It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. Quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here. We are officially shifting our focus forward. We're done talking Purdue. It's on to Iowa. The first of a really crucial three-game stretch here. Going on the road to Iowa at night at Kinnick Stadium. Going to be a challenge in its own right. Then you got Michigan at home for the whiteout. And then you're going to Michigan State, really a thorn in Penn State's side each of the last two seasons, this Michigan State team. I'm just not sure about the matchup between them. And so I would say similarly for Iowa, you know, it's a team that's equipped to really play with anybody. I think that is maybe the biggest compliment you can give. They are equipped to probably play with anybody, especially on their home turf. But Greg, you know, I think just in a general sense, I'm not looking at this Iowa team as a big time danger here. The danger is, you know, playing on the road. Their defense is strong. We know that. I don't know what their offensive identity is, but Penn State, as of right now, about a 3-point favorite. And, you know, that seems fair given them being on the road. But if Penn State's offense comes to play, I just don't know how Penn State doesn't win this game. I guess that's my first thought.
One rushing yard, Dustin. One. That's all Iowa could muster at Michigan. And guess what Penn State's going to do? They're going to blitz Stanley, Nate Stanley, the quarterback for Iowa, and they're going to pressure the run, and they're going to say, go ahead and beat us, Kenny Pickett, basically. It's the same game. So I think Michigan handed Penn State the playbook. Blitz, 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 and then blitz again, and then let Nate Stanley throw because, you know, he's 23 of 42 with three interceptions against Michigan. I mean, I understand he was on the road there, and he'll be at home this time around, but you can't tell me Michigan's defense is better than Penn State's. It might be on the same level, but, I mean, Penn State's been playing so well, and there's so many athletic guys that I think you just go after Nate Stanley, you make him put the ball in the air, and then you catch it when he makes a bad pass, and he will make a bad pass, probably multiple bad passes. So the only way in my mind Penn State loses this game is if it presents turnovers and penalties, which is a lot of the reasons you lose most weeks. But this one in particular, I just think that if they do not beat themselves on the road, they should have no problem dispatching of this Iowa team. It was, you know, impressive 4-1 going, or 4-0 rather, going into the Michigan game. Michigan obviously threw some things at it that it didn't know how to handle. That was a horrible game. It really was. I watched about a half of it, and it was just
not. You'll never get that time back.
No, right? It was just not pretty. So, yeah, for Penn State, you know, the one big concern we talked about in the stock up and down segment, but I think the one big concern I have, and it's not really a huge deal, but, you know, why do they take so long to adjust to things in games? You know, I talked to Steven Gonzalez afterwards, and he said that basically Purdue was overloading the line, and they didn't know how to, you know, pick that up. But as soon as they figured out how to do it, they were in good shape, and it was never in doubt from there. But it took what felt like, you know, 20 game minutes to do that. And James Franklin's been griping about having these too long, having too long of a time adjusting since the first week of the season. So why is that the case? That's a question they have to answer, and pretty darn soon. I think they can roll over Iowa, but this is a nasty 3-week stretch coming up.
Yeah, I think, you know, the adjustment thing, I would say, is a point of frustration. I guess Penn State's just got, they do have to do it faster. You know, I was going to bring some things to the table. They're going to play clean football. They're going to lean on their defense. They've got these towering defensive linemen. They always do. AJ Epenesa is just the latest guy for them. It's going to be a unique challenge for this offense. They're going to be in the right spots. They're going to be competitive on the turnover front. They're going to play clean football. They're going to try to hold on to the football for a long time where Penn State isn't. You know, there's some definitely some contrast between styles there. Penn State's got to play clean because Iowa's going to the detriment of their explosiveness. I think Iowa's going to be committed and focused on playing mistake free as best they can. I'm a believer, Greg, in one team, one program having another one's number, and I think Penn State kind of has had Iowa's number.
Well, it's mostly because Nate Stanley likes to throw interceptions at bad times.
He does. He loves it. He loves it more than anything.
Speaking of Kenny Pickett, did you watch any of that Pitt Duke game over the weekend?
I'm blessed to say that I didn't.
What a silly game. I mean, I guess it's good for Penn State in the sense that it helps the opponent win loss record, but I don't. Pittsburgh. Neither team deserved to win that game.
Right. Somebody had to.
Right. Somebody had to, but neither team deserved to win it.
So Nate Stanley last year, really just an eye-popping stat line for him, 18 out of 49. This is against Penn State last year. 18 out of 49 for 205 and two interceptions. Just the ball was in his hands a lot, and it wasn't going anywhere good. let's put it that way.
Right.
So I think there's something to be said, just to circle back to having, I think Penn State's got his number. Brent Pry's got his number. And would you agree that this Penn State defense is better than last year's Penn State defense?
Yes. I mean, I think it's more opportunistic. That's the biggest thing to me, is that it seems to be a little bit better about punching the ball out. Like the plays like the Ravens guy made in the eventual win over the Steelers, where he punched it out of I think it was Juju Smith-Schuster's hands. Penn State's doing that more this year than they ever have before, and that's made a big difference.
And I think just, the speed, the closing speed is an interesting thing, because, this is what Ohio State does so well in their secondary. They're really like a trendsetter when it comes to defensive backfields. When the windows close fast, it really puts a strain on a quarterback that, few defenses can do. I think this Penn State defense can do that. For Nate Stanley to not have any success against last year's defense, there's going to be windows that close in a hurry, because Penn State got a lot faster on that front. I think they're a lot faster from the front to the back end of that defense, and can really cause some problems in this situation. And I do think that this is a group that's going to come to play. I don't care if they're on the road or not. This Iowa team started the year 4-0. They beat Iowa State. They didn't really play anybody else. And then just made nothing happen for themselves, losing 10-3 to Michigan on the road. I think last weekend we kind of got what we expected to get from Iowa. A power. They're built around this power defense. They're going to try to establish the run. They have a guy that, you're right or wrong, they believe in, and Nate Stanley, who. He's just interesting, because for a stretch, Greg, he was being considered, an NFL prospect type. I don't even remember his name now. Todd McShay.
Todd. Yeah.
I knew that part.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Todd McShay had him in a first round conversation at some point in time.
He did. Yeah. Yes.
So you see some tools, but it just hasn't happened for him. And so I think I like that matchup for Penn State. I was going to mix and match their running backs, and they're going to try to do what Penn State's doing offensively as far as that goes. But if Nate Stanley can't beat this defense, it's going to be a long day for Iowa, put it that way.
Yeah, and I think Penn State has to do that. Again, he threw 40-plus times against Michigan. To me, I don't think Brent Pry has to tweak a whole heck of a lot. And they've done a lot more zone blitzing, which I think can confuse the heck out of younger quarterbacks. I don't know about an experienced guy like Nate Stanley, but keep in mind, Jan Johnson in that zone drop picks off Josh Jackson's pass in the Maryland win. You don't need much to start the Penn State snowball rolling downhill, I guess you can say. And once that ball gets rolling, they put up points in a hurry. And to go back to some of the critiques of last week's win, if you score 28 points in the first 17 minutes at Iowa, I don't think you're losing that game, even if you don't score again. So you know, take your points and you can get them. They obviously are very good at scoring in bunches, and that's exactly the kind of thing that you need to do when you're on the road. And we've talked a lot about starting fast. Penn State's done it so far this year. Can they do it at night at Iowa in front of a pretty demanding crowd? Again, I can't stop circling back to the fact that the only way Penn State's going to lose this game is if it beats itself, because they have all the ingredients necessary to go there and take care of business.
Yeah, I think defensively there's an advantage there. You know, it's going to be fascinating to see, you know, how Penn State's offense responds to what I would say is the biggest challenge that will have faced so far. Those towering defensive linemen, number 3 scoring defense in the country, number 5 total defense, number 6 on third down conversions. That's another dynamic, you know, Penn State creating manageable third downs against these guys. Number 2 time of possession, number 11 rush defense, number 12 pass defense. There's, you know, all the numbers kind of boil it down for you that they're pretty good in all facets there. You know, Iowa's approach to hold on to the ball and then to get you off the field, you know, that's a dynamic that could, you know, feed some frustration, I think. You know, if Penn State's offense is going to be hunting for big plays and they're going to have some three and outs, and then Iowa's going to kind of pick up a few first downs, you're going to have this dynamic that we've seen so far where Penn State's offense can't stay on the field and the defense can't get off the field. That's the threat in this game, I think.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I think that again, yeah, if you let Iowa control the tempo, you could have a game very similar to last year's, or I'm sorry, 2 years ago out there where they had to come and win at the wire. But, you know, I really respect the sports line prediction model, and it has Penn State 19, Iowa 17. I don't know what I'll buy you guys if Iowa holds Penn State to only 19 points, but it's going to be more than the free coffee across the street, I can tell you that. That's just baffling to me.
Yeah, but
19-17, no way.
Here's what I would say about that.
You like the under, though. We'll get to that shortly.
Yeah, yeah. Iowa's going to Iowa. You know, like I think on the road, they just have this tendency to, you know, it just gets muddy. It gets a little funky.
This goes back to the whole thing we've talked about before, though. Penn State doesn't want to play in the mud. They don't want to play funky. They have to start or continue because they have the last 2 weeks, really, continue to enforce their will on their opponent. And that means not playing Iowa sloppy, dirty, run it up the middle and then get up and do it again football. They need to come out and be aggressive and be explosive. And again, if Iowa wants to run up the middle and they're down 21-0 at the end of the first quarter, you'll let them. But don't run it up the middle and play that game with them just because that's what they want to do. It's not. I understand this whole thing about we take what the defense gives us, yada, yada, but I think it's a bit ridiculous. I know we got to make picks. Penn State 31, Iowa at 17.
I'm going to say 26-19. It just feels like there's going to be some kind of oddball score at some point in time.
That actually has me on the over, so I'll reassess my pick for the next segment.
Okay, all right. It's a work in progress. It's a work in progress. We both like Penn State, and I think we both like Penn State to cover in this game. We'll see if it ends up being a trap or not. Penn State, Iowa coming up nighttime, Kinnick Stadium on Saturday night. We're moving on for now. Ask Greg your Penn State football questions answered coming up after this.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.